And we had a native whetstone that they quarried from under the earth. That was a fine grade deal, fine stone. Didn't cut very fast.
Yeah.
You'd have to first grind into anything if you wanted to get it extra sharp. You'd have to grind it on this grindstone. Mm-hmm. Then take this whetstone and whet it on that to get it down to a smooth, sharp edge.
Yeah, but you learned about that in Arkansas, not here, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of those quarries over there, whetstone quarries in there. Well, I guess in the Ozarks.
Yeah.
The northwestern part of Arkansas. And those grindstones is quarries up in Pennsylvania. Had a lot of that whetstone material up there.
Mm-hmm.
Where they get grindstones and whetstones and things like that. But lately, you know, people got smart enough to make these things.
Yeah.
All this stuff now, you take these little grinders, even hand or electric.
Mm-hmm.
That's a carborundum stone that's made by welding this grit into a form you want to use it in, you see.
Yeah.
And they're man-made. Now, I've got an old whetstone. There's one on the other side belonging to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's about two inches, 2 1/4 wide and about 14 inches long. And there's a fine on one side and coarse on the other. We kept either a carpenter tools, you see, if two got dull. Work it on the coarse side, you got it reasonably sharp with what we call the wire edge on, rough. Then turn the stone over. And for instance, the plane bit that you use in a plane to smooth lumber. I've wedged one of them, sharpened the middle one of them on that stone. Push my shirt sleeve up like that and shave the hairs off my arm. Fellas, get that sharp, see me do it. I said, God almighty, man, did you get them all white sharp? I said, that's cheaper than muscle. I said, pushing that dull plane takes muscle.
Yeah.
And the sharper that tool is, the better it operates and the easier it is on the operator.
Yeah.
So I figured things of that kind. But I've seen people, new people in my lifetime, that done gone, done left this world, but did everything they done during their lifetime the hard way.
Yeah.
They didn't learn how to take advantage of anything. And I just wonder sometimes, how in the world, why people wouldn't learn by actual experience how to help themselves.
Yeah.
I worked on a farm by myself for 3 years when me and my wife first married. And I told them, I said, it's the hardest job I ever tried. We had rail fences in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you can't make a slip gap in the fence. And I'll explain to you what meant a slip gap. Well, to pop up the rails where we pull one rail out and let small stock pass through this fence without laying it all the way down. I said, you got to lay down a whole panel of fence to make a slip gap by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, I learned how to do these things. I sure didn't go down there and try to hold up the corner of that fence and prop up this rail where I could slip on out by myself.
Yeah.
And I took advantage of all those things. And I've seen people look like they did everything they done the hard way. And you know the word slight is used a lot. That people have a slight in doing something. It looks like it's easy for them. Some people never learn that. That's slight, I don't think.
Yeah.
They know what it was all about. But I didn't see no use in wearing out this old bones of mine, my muscles, when there's a way to prohibit it.
Yeah. Okay, you said